Coffee Pot Conversations.
Hello and welcome to Coffee Pot Conversations, hosted by an Englishman in Paris. This is episode 1.9, A Conversation with Jasper. In today's episode, we finally get to hear from the voice behind Jasper's jingle. Yep, it's Jasper. And we had a chat a few days back in a coffee shop. It was more than a few days back for those of you that have been paying attention. It was about 3 episodes ago in the interim. But anyway, enough of that meta stuff. Finally got a chance to chat to Jasper, which we did, and it was a fascinating conversation. There have been bits cut out and edited out because we had a production meeting after the episode, and we discussed what we wanted to keep in, what we wanted to remove, what we wanted to keep as special bits, bits for bloopers, and bits that just didn't make sense in being there. So, what do we normally do on this show? Before we talk to the main person, we go, what's been happening in the news? And I really should make a jingle for that bit. So I'm like, what's been happening in the news today? I don't know. I'm not that creative. I might need to talk to someone about that. Anyway, so the main thing, I suppose, is Slimane with Mon Amour came fourth in the Eurovision Song Contest. He got 445 points, which isn't too shabby. Yeah, it was not my favourite song. I liked Italy, but they didn't win. Switzerland did. And actually, that wasn't a bad song either. I'll give Nemo credit for that one. So, what else has been happening in the world of Paris? The Moulin Rouge. The sails fell off. A little bit upsetting, really. The sails and the first 3 letters of Moulin Rouge, the sign. So it's now just Lin Rouge or Lin Rouge or Lin Rouge, depending on how you wish to pronounce it. So considering that was the first major incident since the fire of 1915, I think we're safe to say it's done fairly well. The fire in 1915 was caused, I think, maybe by a bit of a short circuit behind the scenes. It was just one of those things that happened. And then back in 1921, they reopened it, which was nice. Yeah. So the sails and the letters fell off in the early hours of the morning. They're not sure what caused it. Police say there were no injuries. So that's all good. Not good that it fell, but good that there was no injuries. And what else? I know I'm whacking through it today. That's a good news one, which I will come back to shortly. In the world of art, something strange caught my eye. And it says, 2 women charged in France over graffiti on the Origin of the World painting. Upsetting. People are still protesting, and they have the right to protest. The subheading says 2 women were charged in France over the spraying of the words Me Too on 5 artworks, including a famous 19th century painting of a woman's vulva. That's the lady part as opposed to, you know, a car. Yes, it was the L'Origine du Monde by French artist Gustave Courbet in the Centre Pompidou. Upsetting. People are still trying to deface work from history. It was painted in 1866, incidentally. But it was protected by a glass pane, so no damage done, although 2 women were charged on May the 7th. And that's that story taken over and done with. Not good news. A man shoots 2 officers in Paris police station after grabbing a gun. It happened in the 13th arrondissement, around about 10:30. One of the officer's wounds were life-threatening. I've not had any updates on this, but things like this just shouldn't take place. Really shouldn't. Paris Police Chief Laurent Nunez arrived at the scene around midnight, accompanied by Prosecutor Laure Becker. Nunez told reporters that the suspect had been arrested at around 10 o'clock for a very violent attack on a woman with a box cutter. The officers intervened and brought him back to the police station, and it was during his processing that he snatched a weapon and seriously wounded the 2 officers. It's just, it's not right. Why can't we just be nice to one another? Life is way too short. It seriously, seriously is. And it's so short that we're going to move on to sport. And this one is relevant to some degree with today's episode. Mbappe is to leave Paris Saint-Germain at the end of the season. He didn't reveal his new club, though. So that's a little upsetting for some. And for the location he's going to, very welcoming, I guess. The announcement brings an end to a prolific association with his hometown team, which began when he signed for Monaco in 2017 in a deal worth 180 million euros. Euro. We say euro. Europe says euro. So is it the Eurovision Song Contest? Do we take the Eurostar? I don't know. I speak English. I speak very little French, but I do try and pronounce French words poorly, as we're well aware, especially as it's the 9th episode, although it's not technically the 9th episode because this one had a special, so theoretically it's the 10th plus 3 pre-episodes. So Mbappe's off, leaving Paris Saint-Germain, or Paris Saint-Germain, or PSG, as we like to call it. Not all of us, just some of us. French bakers have finally beaten the world record for the longest baguette. They set a new Guinness World Record on Sunday, which would have been last week at the time of recording this. So that would have been the beginning of my final week at my current employment, which I have now left. And it was pointed out to me by my eldest that I'm actually unemployed. Although I'm starting my new job, well, I'm going to say yesterday, because this will come out the day after that I started my job. It's 8 years of a previous employment, but onwards and upwards. We left on, you know, amicable terms. There was no hard feelings, no animosity. But a big thank you to everyone there that helped me through it. Nicole, if you're listening, gorgeous baby. Frankie, I know you're listening. Honestly, I do thank you. I won't mention your name every episode. I may finish, you know. Oh, that reminds me, I do need to talk to you. So we definitely will be keeping in touch. But once you're back from your little holiday, you can either send me a voice note or just a message and let me know your best bit, because I did say don't do it until you hear this episode. 1.9, a conversation with Jasper. Anyway, the baguette, it was massive. I'd like to say it depends on your definition of massive. It is subjective, but the previous world record was 435 feet, which is 132.62 metres. This baguette, baked in Sur-Ner in the suburbs of Paris, which afterwards was shared with the French public and also given to homeless people, it measured a staggering 140.5 metres, or 461 feet. That is long. I can't imagine how much ham that would take to fill it up. My final piece of news today is that Taylor Swift fever grips Paris as the Eras Tour launches in Europe. Taylor Swift fever struck Paris on Thursday as the highest grossing tour in history finally arrived in Europe, with fans treated to the first ever performance of songs from her latest album. It was performed on stage at Paris La Défense Arena as part of the Eras Tour in Nanterre, which is obviously outside Paris. And this was on May the 9th. I do like Taylor Swift. I didn't realise she was 34. I thought she was a lot younger than that. But she's feels like she's been out for a while, so I guess it could catch up with her. My own personal opinion, and it's purely my own personal opinion, I think she's an amazing role model for not only the music industry, not only for young ladies, but for everyone. It's like, yeah, this is just, I'm here, just treat me. Yeah, I might be rich and famous, but I'm still normal. I don't think she's normal. She's hugely gifted with talent. I think she's absolutely amazing. Am I a fan of her songs? Some of the earlier stuff. Maybe one or two of the later bits. But she is who she is, and I think she's, for that side of things, I think she's amazing. And that's that. So that is really the news. Oh, well. Is it the news? It was the news. A little bit of news from my side is I actually met up with someone a few days back. Immense within the industry, for those of us that know. I've not posted anything as such. It was a chap, and we had an unofficial chat. He has kind of said that, you know, he's happy to do a distance podcast episode with me, which I will look at either season two, maybe season three. Blown away. Such a lovely chap. I don't want to say too much because, you know, I don't do things like this, but oh, amazing. When my blog hits, then you'll know who it was. Or I don't think I mentioned it. Maybe I did mention it. I don't know. But you do need to check out my blog if you haven't done so. That's at anenglishmaninparis.blog. Purely words. Although through my use of Podbean, it does rack up the podcast episode. So that's quite exciting. I've been using a few new pens, a few new different inks. It doesn't translate onto the screen because it's in my notebooks, which are amazing. All titled differently, all in the Tricolore colour scheme. I am in the middle set of them now. I have one more set after this, and I'm going to start to need to think of new titles. But anyway, it's the blog. This is a podcast. You don't want a written word. If you wanted a written word, you wouldn't be listening to this. Talking of the written word, I am going to be starting my blogcast. That's the word. It will be a separate channel, An Englishman in Paris. And it will literally be me reading out my episodes verbatim. And that's it. No thrills, no spills, no fancy footwork or jingles. I may have a jingle. And that's it. So there we go. I'm now going to, talking of jingles, put you in touch with this one.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
Who are you?
Jasper.
And Jasper, what are you doing here? I know, it's very awkward. That's when it gets awkward. I say I don't do beginners. I find those difficult. But you were worried about this little podcast, weren't you?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what I'm going to ask about. We've got no topics, so I'm going to make it nice and easy for you.
Okay.
First of all, let's just explain what the background noise is. We're in a coffee shop in East London. It's a Costa Coffee, a chain owned by Coca-Cola, but this is a franchise branch. I do like it here. I used to come and study, do my bits. I do podcasty bits here as well, so I interviewed Rory. And you can hear some music in the background. You can hear some banging and bashing of the coffee machines, the customers moving their chairs, the barista shouting out, come get your coffee. It's all good timing, but it's nice ambience, nice background music. I prefer it to be ambient, but not to worry. So, today, Jasper, this is episode 1.9, and this will be released, not the next episode, not the one after, but the one after that. This is what we call meta, so it's little things within little things within little things, really complicated. Just let people know, I am meant to be running the London Landmarks Half Marathon tomorrow. And that got me thinking. Because I've done a half marathon in London. I've done a half marathon in Paris. There's a connection to Paris. So Jasper, what do you remember about when I ran the half marathon in Paris back in 2023? That was the one where we went for about 3 days, I think it was. At March, just before Rory's birthday, we stayed in that little hotel near the Gare du Nord. Do you remember it?
Was that the time where we met you at that bridge place?
That's it. Because you'd already been to Paris before, hadn't you? We went over Christmas when I lost my wallet. And that was a nicer hotel, more luxurious stay. Yeah, down in the 6th. Arrondissement, and we're staying in the 10th this time. Not quite as clean, shall we say. So how did you feel about, let's start with, how did you feel about Paris the first time? You'd never been before, you'd only ever heard me talking about it. So to actually get
every day.
About every day. So how did you feel with Paris that first time? Christmas market, you always start trying to get on the Elizabeth line, all the rest of it.
Busy.
Okay, this is why you were worried about the podcast, wasn't it? Yeah. Don't worry, I'm here to make you relaxed. So which part was busy?
The train after the Eurostar.
What, coming home? Oh, the Metro. Oh, that was good. That's because we arrived early in the morning.
It was every train.
Every train was busy. But it's Christmas, so yeah. When you know, when we go up to London to see the Christmas lights, it's the same thing. You get a lot of tourists, especially with Paris Christmas time. You've got the Champs Elysees. You know that long road. You know when you had the churros, all the chocolate sauce, and you walked up that long road, all the posh shops.
Glory led me to eat it in one.
There we go. So yeah, you had the crepe from the little crepe stand. We walked up all those long road, all the shops, you remember?
I can't forget.
There we go. And yeah, no, that's how busy Christmas is.
So, what did you like Paris apart from it being busy?
Yeah.
Okay, pretend you're at school and a teacher's asking for a long write.
I'll try to do.
And it will be Jasper. Tell us about your first trip to Paris. And you would say.
Paris was interesting. This is because I got to go to a country I've never been to before and met loads of new famous landmarks.
What landmarks did you see?
It was the Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
The Louvre.
And the Louvre, that's right, yep. And what else? If you don't know the name, just describe what it looked like.
The big church.
The Sacré-Cœur, yeah. On the top of the hill. That one?
Yeah.
The Sacré-Cœur, yeah, in Montmartre. What did you think of that? Compare that one to the church in Santa Eulalia, where we saw that dead fisherman.
Different.
In what way is it different?
The one in Paris was busier.
Yeah. And it's both are still being used, but this is being used, the one in Paris, a lot more because of a higher population. And it's also for tourists.
It's like their St. Paul's.
Very good. I like that. Yeah. Although, some may say Notre Dame was also like their St. Paul's. Yeah. But I suppose it looks more like St. Paul's than Notre Dame. Notre Dame looks like Westminster Abbey. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
Round by Big Ben?
Yeah, we saw the horses. The men on them.
That's Buckingham Palace.
Oh.
What, was the Queen there?
No.
Oh.
They were coming out, remember?
Is that when we went for your birthday?
Yeah. And we went to Hamleys before.
That's it. And did the London Eye?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you remember seeing at the top of that Champs-Élysées, the big archway?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I still call it Marble Arch, but it's the Arc de Triomphe. That one, have you heard of that before?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Arc de Triomphe.
Okay. If I remembered the name.
And we also walked around Jardin de Luxembourg. You remember the big park with the boating lake? The little bridges, the kids were pushing the sailboats. Had a big building at one end. We walked all the way through and I kept taking photos. I kept turning around and taking photos. That was the day we got there and we did that long walk to the Eiffel Tower.
We done long walks every day.
We did do long walks every day. It's Paris, it's the home of long walks.
Before we got the pan and chocolate in the London
Way. That's it. That was I think that was the same day though. Yeah. Do you like the pan au chocolat?
Yeah.
Compare it to a Lidl pan au chocolat, which is nicer. You can say Lidl if you want.
I don't know.
You don't? Okay, that's not fair. What about that Aldi pan au chocolat?
Paris one.
Paris. I think what Aldi do, it's almost like a brioche pan au chocolat, as opposed to the flaky
Paris
pastry.
The Paris one was more fresh.
Yeah. Again, Lidl do their fresh ones, but yeah, to me, nothing nice than sitting in a boulangerie in the morning, cup of tea, pan au chocolat, pan suisse, my notebooks. So, you went there for the half marathon. So watch me, you saw me near the end, didn't you? As well as at the end. And how was it getting around Paris for that half marathon? Was it easy, was it difficult? Because you'd done it before, you'd been on the metro before, hadn't you?
Easy. Because less roads were closed.
Yeah. Which is lucky, otherwise where I'm running I'd get run over. And what did you think of the Paris Metro? Apart from it being busy. Compare it again if you want to the London Underground, the tube.
Probably, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Any difference?
No.
You tapped in with your Navigo and you're tapping with your Oyster, so that's the same, isn't it? You wait on the platform. Did you wait long in Paris?
No.
But you wait long in London?
Yes.
Yeah, a long time in London. I still think that London could learn a lot from the Paris Metro. They had the regular station, the regular timetables, boom, 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 boom. And it's, yeah, I prefer the London, the Paris Metro against this. At the time, it's 1-0 over 90. Boom, and it gets it all the way around. Whereas here, we've got our different zones, which you don't need to worry about for your Oyster card, but you will do as time goes on. You doing okay?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Do you want me to edit that last little bit out where I ask if you're okay, or you want me to keep it in?
That's okay.
That's okay, what? You want me to keep it in or edit it out?
You can keep it in.
Lovely job, lovely job. Right, so what else can we talk about? Anything you want to talk about, Paris?
The football stadium.
That's right. That was a Christmas one as well, wasn't it? Or was that for the half marathon? That was the half marathon. That's right, because I went and collected my bib, my T-shirt, which I then had to go back for. And then we had McDonald's. And then, oh, I've just seen your face light up. Then we did PSG. Right, what do you want to talk about first? PSG or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Okay. Fire away with McDonald's. What do you want to talk about with McDonald's?
I realised that their Happy Meals don't come with a meal and a toy.
Absolutely.
You have to buy the toy separately.
Yeah. And I think they offer yoghurt as well as a choice.
Yeah. Which, and then milkshakes are more like ice cream.
That's probably because their machines always work, unlike in England, where they never work. McDonald's, the reason for the toys is because they're trying to reduce plastic waste.
But I remember one toy was £3.50.
What, in Paris?
Yeah.
Whoa. Whereas that would be a Happy Meal in England, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite horrendous, that. Ooh. What about the food itself, though? The McDonald's food, was it the same as you'd find in London?
I would say it tasted nicer. Because the chips had more salt in them, I like my salty chips.
Mm.
However, the chicken nuggets were a bit of a downgrade because they tasted a bit like corn nuggets.
I've got to tell you a secret about that. I didn't get you chicken nuggets. I'm joking. They were chicken nuggets. That would have been really funny though, wouldn't it? Yeah, for me anyway. But we've been in... We've actually been in three McDonald's in Paris.
Yeah, but they all tasted the same.
Yeah, but we've done three McDonald's in Paris, which isn't bad.
Yeah. Also,
yeah.
I remember that the machine can't get your order right.
That might be because we don't understand French that well. Mm. Possibly. But in what way didn't it get your order right?
Because I ordered a plain burger with like no ingredients or sauce, and it gave me sauce.
Which McDonald's was that, do you remember?
Yeah, it was, I think the first time, the one next to the Eurostar station.
Okay, yeah. I had the table then, didn't I? I didn't place that order, because I went back to place the order. So do you think there might have been Rory not knowing what he's doing?
Probably.
Mike. And talking about food, before we go back to PSG, what was your favourite meal in Paris over both occasions? Because don't forget, we are going back again for the Olympics, which is season two. I'm going to be messing about with that, talking into microphones, doing videos and filming and photos. So that's going to be exciting. I'm going to need your help for that.
It was probably that restaurant we first went to where I got the steak and chips. And he said it was your favourite place.
The Jardin du Roi. When we went back the next time, and it was all different.
Done it up.
Yeah. So we may go back again when we do the Olympics.
We are.
Oh, that would do that. You like the steak?
Yeah.
In fairness, I like their food. Service, not professional, but to me, it feels like a local restaurant, just in the centre of Paris, which is nice. And that's Saint Rue de la Chette. Just make a note of that one, Jardin de Roy. And what about my other favourite place?
Was it
Au-Pair
the time when we went to Westfield?
Absolutely, Westfield at Lizard, Forum de Lizard, yep.
I'd say it was nice.
Did you have a burger then?
Yeah, the beef burger.
Did you like that burger?
Yeah, but the steak was better from the other place.
Okay, fair enough. And What about, do you remember we had, I think it was a chicken burger?
At Lyon,
absolutely, which is totally different to the English Lyon, which is also French. Because at Lyon they do like fast, healthy food. But this Lyon was, and they had one round by Westfield as well. So if we do Westfield, we're going to need to decide where we're going to go. Au Pair Tranquil or Lyon. Or McDonald's. No, no McDonald's.
Very delicious.
Although where we are staying in Saint Denis, I think there's a little market, and everyone wants to do loads of cooking. I know that. She, from the first time we went, she said, I want to be able to...
Are we going to get a kitchen in there?
Yeah, we get, it's like a, almost like an Airbnb. It's going to be...
Oh, yeah, because you've done that. You rented the place out.
That's it. So I've rented through booking.com. It's there. It's someone's home. They're not going to be there for the Olympics. Boom, job done. We take over for the 6 days. And yeah, we're not going to eat like home cooked food all the time. A couple of days we're going into Paris.
Wait, how many days?
We're going on the we arrive on the Thursday. Yeah. So we're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We leave on a Wednesday.
So 6 days.
So yeah, so we've got Friday, Saturday, I think Sunday we'll try and stay in Saint Denis. Monday and Tuesday we've got the Olympics, so we'll be in Paris for those.
Oh, just Monday and Tuesday? Yeah. So we have loads of time, actual holiday too.
If you want, but Saint Denis is like a little mini Paris. So we still got, it's not like Paris at all, but we've got places to explore around it. You know I love exploring. So they've got a few different bits and pieces we can look at. And one of the events is also in Saint Denis. That's the Rugby Sevens. Stade de France, where France play their national team. So that would be quite nice. And that's nearby where we're staying as well. But if we get bored, we can venture either further north or we can go into Paris on the day and chill beans. But I think...
Go to Jardin de Roy.
Go Jardin de Roy, absolutely. One of the events, I think, is 9 o'clock at night. I think that's on a Tuesday.
Is that the basketball one?
Don't remember, let me just quickly check. So, Jasper, do you remember what events we're seeing at the Paris Olympics?
Yeah.
What are we seeing?
Beach volleyball.
Yeah.
Rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Rugby sevens and basketball 3v3.
Absolutely. And the basketball is on the Tuesday at 9 o'clock, and that's at Le Concorde. Now, I don't know if you remember, there was a big Egyptian column with a gold bit on top and a big open square near one of the bridges. We might have seen it New Year's Eve.
Probably not.
No. But that's where the basketball is. And on the Monday night, 8 o'clock, that's the Rugby Sevens. That's at Stade de France. So we'll be close by that finish. I mean, not a too early a start, but we'll have an early start heading to Paris on the Tuesday. I've actually got to put something else in the diary. But that's that. So are you looking forward to going back?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to most? Just having a break because there's no school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Do you do French at school?
No.
Have you done French at school?
Yes.
Right. So if I were to say bonjour, ça va?
Ça va bien. Mm.
Comment t'appelles-tu?
Je m'appelle Jasper.
Yeah. C'est bon. What's the first thing you say when you walk into a shop in Paris?
Bonjour.
Absolutely. And as I said to Roy, that's how they know that we're English, by the fact we go bonjour, bonjour. Have a little at the back, picks it up. So what I may do...
Or if you want to let them know we're English, we can say hello.
Yeah, a little bit rude that bit. You aren't my... Doesn't really work, but what I may do, I may wear my French Abroad sweatshirt when I go, my hoodie, or my French Abroad baseball cap. It says, Je ne parle pas français, which means I don't speak French. Which Nev got me for Christmas, personally one of a kind only baseball cap from Friendship World, who I did an episode with, episode 1.3. We might even go visit them. How cool would that be?
Why do you do episode like 1 decimal. Why don't you do like episode 1, episode 2, episode 3?
Because, it's a good question. Episode 1 point, whatever it is, denotes, it tells people that's season 1, episode 3. Because I'm looking at doing 10 episodes per season.
Yeah, but can't you go like season 1, episode 9?
Yeah, that's a lot to say, isn't it? If I just go episode 1.9. Then people go, oh, it's season 1, episode 9. That's all. It's just it's for speed and yeah. Because I know when I do a lot of, when I listen to podcasts, I know that I struggle to work out where I am with whatever it is. I'm listening to a podcast at the moment called Revolutions. I'm learning about the French Revolution. And he does seasons, and each season is a different revolution. So I'm listening to season 3, which is French Revolution. So as I'm scrolling through his list, and I've just got to look for season 3, then I can carry on. Do you listen to podcasts?
No.
What? Do you listen to my podcast?
When you play it in the car.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I think we kind of worked out you weren't going to be a podcast listener at this stage. Maybe later on, when you're doing your homework, just want a little bit of background noise, when you're out running, you know. Maybe not. It's not a problem. There are some really good podcasts out there. There are also some not so good podcasts out there. I'm in the early stages, so I can't really comment if mine's good or not. But what I am doing, I'm doing these live podcasts, which you heard the other day. And that's a new thing for me, which hopefully I can get my head around and do more of, almost regular basis, that I can pump out on Instagram. You're on Instagram? And you see my stories? You don't often see my stories, I know you don't. But in my stories, I'll say, like, come join me for a live in 2 days' time. And then Jasper will go, oh, yeah, my dad, he's doing a live podcast. Absolutely. There we go. There's me just pumping Jasper to try and listen. Sign up, follow, like, subscribe. I hate that expression. So I am doing... That's not me. That was the chair. I'm doing the London, that's the tape now. I'm doing London half. I've done a Paris half. I said to Rory earlier today, this London Landmarks might be my last organised race. But he said I should finish in Paris. So I never wants to do a 10K. So I may do a 10K next year.
I think you should finish in Ibiza.
Do the Ibiza Marathon. The problem is, I don't have the speed for that.
Or just the half marathon.
What, in Ibiza?
Yeah.
Would be nice. I'll have to investigate that. Ibiza half marathon. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Would you want to come to that one?
Yeah.
What if it's during the season and you wanted to play rugby instead? Jasper.
Depends if it's a tournament or not.
Okay. Because you're playing rugby tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not watching Dad do the London Landmarks half marathon, are you?
No.
No, not a problem. Was that work? I've seen you do London before. Yeah. Seen you do it twice before.
If it was Paris, then that would.
Maybe I'll do another Paris half.
You should do Paris Landmarks.
I don't think I do one. Although that would be a good one.
You could run the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
From Champs-Élysées.
So, but with a Paris Marathon, thinking about it, I start at the Champs-Élysées. So, Arc de Triomphe, run down the Champs-Élysées. I go to Place de Concorde. I run through the Louvre, you know, where the pyramid is. There's some big gates, I run through there, the museum. What else I see? I see the Institute, the Arab Institute. I run around the park. And then I run down, I see the Eiffel Tower, run around another part, then I end up near the Arc de Triomphe again. So it's quite a lot of landmarks. I don't know if I see Notre Dame. I see Opera, I know that bit. That's where also the 10K went. That started at the Eiffel Tower. But yeah, no, that might be nice. What I did the other Sunday, a few weeks back, they had a cafe run. So they had all waiters and waitresses holding a tray with a coffee and a croissant, and they had to run all round the block That's by Café Ricard. You know the cups that I like? It was that company that did it. So that would be quite fun to watch. And even just seen walking. Did you see? The kid wearing a Messi top. Who's Messi play for?
Not PSG.
Doesn't he?
He left.
Oh, who did Messi play for?
PSG. Let's talk now about. Plays for Inter Miami in America.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's going to retire soon then, like Beckham. When he went from America, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, because Ronaldo plays for a Saudi Arabian club.
Because he's short of a couple of quid, isn't he? But,
and so does all the other like good footballers.
What about Harry Kane? Who's he play for?
A German team.
Tell me about the PSG stadium then. What did you like about that? And if you want, you can compare that to the Emirates, the Arsenal player.
The pitch.
What about the pitch?
It looked smoother and nice.
Maybe shorter grass, do you reckon?
Yeah.
It looked greener grass as well, didn't it?
Yeah.
And that's a silly thing to say about grass, but it did look very, very lush green. And what about the stadium itself?
It was easier to get lost.
Yeah.
And everything was like everywhere.
Yeah, it was a bit mishmashy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's the route.
And they didn't like give you a tour, like to know where to go.
We had the phone tour though.
That was at Arsenal.
No, we could download an app to walk around and sort of fill it in. But yeah, I considering it's PSG, I didn't find the tour as good as
Arsenal.
I thought Arsenal was a much better tour. I don't know if it's because it's London or not, but yeah. But if you had to choose a team, Arsenal or PSG, who would you support?
Arsenal.
If you had to choose a team to watch, who would you watch? PSG or Arsenal?
Arsenal.
If
all the good PSG players have left.
If you had to watch a ladies football team, who would it be? PSG or Arsenal?
Arsenal.
And have you seen the ladies Arsenal team play?
Yes.
And who'd they play against? Do you remember?
Chelsea.
And who won?
It was a draw.
And it was a penalty that brought Arsenal back, wasn't it?
No, Arsenal scored first.
Did they? Oh.
Yeah. Chelsea scored in like the 90th minute, the last minute of the game.
But that's where you first had Prime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I remember going back and trying to get it and they didn't have any. I think the shops are shut. They're inside the counters.
Right now, I've got an Arsenal Prime.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
We've got Prime at Arsenal and we've got an Arsenal Prime.
And you've got an Arsenal Prime. And which was nicer, do you remember? Do you remember what flavour you had at Arsenal?
Yeah, Tropical Punch. It was yours.
Was it the blue one?
No, red.
Red. Oh. For Arsenal?
Well, we got the blue one.
Right. And then we had problems finding the red bottles, didn't we?
No. I was going to get Ice Pop, which is the blue, white and red one. But we had trouble finding that. So you just got Tropical Punch.
Yeah, but didn't you lose a red bottle? Or was that Rory? Someone lost a red bottle.
I lost the red bottle.
Okay, but we got one back, didn't we?
Yeah.
And do you like the Arsenal Prime?
Yeah.
What if they did a PSG Prime? What flavour do you want that to be? Would it be like a French flavour or a fruity flavour? A bit like, it tastes like red wine or baguettes.
I feel like it would taste a bit like something more savoury instead of sweet.
Okay. Like snails, frog's legs. Have you tried either of those? You tried snails and frog's legs?
No, and I don't want to.
Why not?
Because the sound of them.
Okay. What if I was to say they were little chicken legs?
If they look nice, then maybe. I only eat appetizing food.
Well, snails aren't bad. Frog's legs, I know it's a cliche, but they do taste like chicken. And you eat wings. Maybe.
I eat wings, I don't finish.
Yeah, that's because you don't like nugging down at the bone. But maybe we'll see if you can try frog's legs while we're away. Maybe. I don't think Rory's tried them yet, has he? He had snails before half. Oh yeah, I don't think he's had frog's legs.
He's had mussels.
He likes muscles, doesn't he? We've got muscles tonight as well because of my run tomorrow.
Yes.
So, tell me three things about Paris that you liked.
The atmosphere, the food, and Paris overall.
Okay. How would you describe Paris in just three words?
Every good word.
Okay, I see what you've done there, but I just meant like three separate words.
Ah.
So use adjectives if you like.
Okay. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous.
Okay, I was looking for a little bit more creativity, but that's not a problem. All right, if you had to tell, because you know Frankie at work wants to go to Paris.
Yeah.
What would you tell Frankie to go and try food-wise? Because don't forget, she made you those cupcakes for your birthday, didn't she?
Is she vegetarian?
No, Frankie eats everything.
Steak.
Steak, okay. Anything else?
No.
No, just smash out the steak. Sounds good. And what about three places that you would recommend to go and visit in Paris?
The Eiffel Tower.
Okay, we've not been up there yet, have we?
No.
And I'm going to be honest, I haven't booked tickets to take us up yet either.
Okay.
I'm going to see how we're doing on the days that we're in Paris to see what's taking place.
The Louvre.
The Louvre. That was a busy day though, wasn't it? Long.
Because you got the wrong tickets.
I got the right tickets, but we turned up on the wrong day. That's because I sat down, I looked over the itinerary, I thought, well, we'd do this, that, and the other, forgetting I'd already booked the tickets.
And that big church place.
Mont Sacré-Cœur,
yeah.
At the top of the hill. What did you like about that church?
The design.
The design, okay. Nice big white walls on the outside, and
yeah.
Nice big open spaces with different sections on the inside.
And the massive doors.
What to go in? The massive doors that you held open for people to leave for about half an hour. Yeah, I used to do that to people.
But it just kept them coming.
They certainly did. It's like, stop! I want to go home. What's your favourite thing about Paris?
The food.
The food. You like food, don't you?
Yeah.
Although you only like food that you know you like. You do try bits, but you don't always like the bits that you try. Alright, what's your favourite filling to have in a crepe?
Chocolate.
And if you could have any filling in a crepe, what would you have?
Like multiple.
Yep.
I would have.
Just before you answer, remember though, you've got to eat it. So don't load it up with chocolate like you did in my old Dutch when we went. Right, go.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And banana. And that, strawberries.
Nice.
Maybe grapes.
Sugar on top?
Yeah.
Cool. If you had to choose your ideal day and night in Paris, and you could do anything in Paris that you wanted, that's available in Paris, what would you choose to do? So we arrive and we have a day to settle in, and then you've got a whole day to yourself. I mean, I'll be there. I won't just say, off you go. If you want me there, what would you do?
During the day, I would be like local to the place we're staying at. However, in the evening, when it gets get dark, I would explore.
Well, like the darker side of Paris, or just Paris at night?
Paris at night.
Like, look for ghosts or?
No. Just like when the sun's down, because it looks nicer. With like the Eiffel Tower lights on.
Yeah, you do like taking photos, don't you? Maybe do some photos again when we go.
Yeah, of the Olympics.
Yeah, there'll be loads for the Olympics. We might need to free up some space on your iPhone.
We might need a lot of space. A
lot of space. I need to work things out with that. You've got enough space in your cloud, but it's just the actual phone. I need to think what we can do. Although, yeah.
Can't you buy like a bigger SIM card?
There's no SIM cards on the iPhone, it's all inbuilt memory. So in theory, depending on what takes place, we could upgrade before we go, or wait till Christmas like I wanted to. But if we do that, then how much space have you got on your iPhone?
Do I check on photos or camera?
No, you've got to go into your settings.
Oh.
Again, this is a particularly exciting podcasty bit, but hey, this is my son and we're talking. So we go to General. And there you go. You've got 8 gig left. So you've
Is that
got,
good?
Yeah, hopefully will suffice. You've got nearly 5,500 photos. We might need to look at deleting some of these games and stuff that you're not necessarily using.
I've got loads.
But we'll see how we get on. Yeah, I think I'll be taking photos in Saint Denis, I know that. There's the church there, I think it's a basilica. And there's a little canal around the back as well. Oh wow. Yeah, we'll try and delete a few of them off. So you would stay local to where you stay?
Yeah, where, during the day.
Where would you like to stay during the day? If you had an option. Which do you know they have different, we call them arrondissements, different districts of Paris.
Yeah.
So the one is in the middle and it moves out. So
you know
when we went to get my bib, that's up in the 19th for the half marathon. When we stayed at Hotel Saint Pierre.
The same district as the place I'm staying at.
What, when we go this time?
What do you mean?
The same district as... So where you're staying?
Yeah.
That area. Oh, yeah. But which area? Which part of Paris did you like the most? If you tell me what was around it, then I can work it out from there.
Probably.
Did you like the bits of the shopping where Westfield was or where we stayed?
Like where we walked past like all the restaurants.
Stuff. What, like, down by Sephora?
Yeah.
That bit?
That area.
So, by the big fountain?
By our, like, around the area of our hotel the first time we went.
So that was in the 6th, and we had Jardin de Luxembourg, the big park. And then we had, as we walked up to Odeon, and then Saint-Michel, where the fountain Sephora is. That's all around that area, is a Latin quarter. All the different shops. And the Lindt shop, you remember the Lindt shop? The chocolate shop.
Is that the bit where I made you go bankrupt?
That's very much one of the places you made me go bankrupt. That one. I mean, you can stand and talk over the microphone like that one. It's only a podcast recording. Hi, everyone. So, just to let people know what's happening, I just didn't click to let me know to wiggle this bit out. But I actually might keep this in. Because hey, it's still, you know, sociable coffee environment. And that was him now doing a chair, which you may end up regretting. No, I'm not a violent man. The Lindt shop. What did you like about the Lindt shop? Because we've been back to a Lindt shop at the O2. Do you remember that one? At Christmas.
That was what I made too for Melbourne.
That was absolutely. We've got a load of them chocolates still in the fridge, by the way.
Yeah.
I think they've put them all in one bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like the Lindt shop?
Yeah.
The pick and mix?
Yeah. Okay.
But you like that area the most?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to call it a day?
I don't mind.
Up to you. You let me know and I can cut and edit bits out.
How long
you don't
has
want.
It been?
Well, recording wise, it's been coming up for 50 minutes now.
How long is...
So that will probably be, all in all, I reckon that will take it down to about 35, 40 minutes.
How long is your...
Rory's was 20 and 30, then I do my intro and my outro, either side of it.
So this is longer than Rory's?
I think it might have been. Was that what you wanted?
No.
You wanted it longer than Rory's? No, that's what she said.
No. I just didn't want it like... 10 minutes.
No, I'd never do that. Or maybe I would, but no, that's cool. So, talking of Rory did the jingle. Coffee Park Conversations. Jasper shaking his head, he knows what's coming up. Jasper, what's your input onto my podcast show?
What
did you do to help me with the show, with the podcast?
I also had the jingle.
You had the jingle. You don't have to sing it, but... What one's your jingle?
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
That's right. So that's the one that I actually call Jasper's jingle. So I know you've not listened to the podcasts, but I say, and now it's time for Jasper's jingle. And that's when it goes, coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
It's more like...
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversation.
It sounds a bit more like up. Like coming up.
How's it go? No, I tried a trick on that one. coming up on Coffee Pot Conversation. So you know what I'll do here? I'll actually do post-production and I will insert your jingle here.
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
And that would have been your jingle. So when you do listen back to it, because I will make you listen back to it around about the 50 minute mark, you go, oh, Dad, that was really clever.
Can you do it in the car?
What, play it back in the car?
Yeah, that's not. I'm never going to listen to it.
I know. Maybe when you're like in the 30s, you go, oh yeah, I remember my dad, the multi-millionaire, award-winning podcast host. I did my first one.
That made me get interviewed.
Yeah, that kept me hostage in Costa Coffee. And what drink are you drinking in Costa Coffee? Because it's a coffee shop, but what are you drinking? Do you remember?
A cold drink that probably melted.
It was a special Kit Kat frappe.
And your phone has just gone in the water.
Yeah, it's all leaking, that's not a problem.
That's what she said. Hey,
da-dum. Yes, we do like the American Office, or Office US as they call it. Yeah. So, I've taken your photo already. This is coming out at the beginning of May. I was going to ask you what's your best bit been, Jasper. That's difficult to say. So on the 14th of May will be your episode. That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, right, great. yeah, so have you, I know you've not really listened, but have you got any best bits of the podcast? Anything you've heard me going on about, you think, oh, that might be a best bit?
Probably the meat, like the steak, because now I'm thinking of it, I really want some steak.
Okay, so I will
but
just...
only from Palace.
I will include the part where Jasper says, I really want some meat. okay, yeah, no, that's cool. That's the first bit of best bits that I've done, so that's nice. So people hearing this part will go, oh, I need to listen out next episode for when Jasper says,
I really want some meat.
And that's what she said.
Now it's time for a jingle.
Coffee Pot Conversations.
I would like to thank Jasper for his hard work and determination, keeping us switched on, clued up during a Coffee Pot Conversation. Hosted by an Englishman in Paris, he was nervous for a long time, kept putting it off. In the end, I think he did enjoy it, so much so that he has agreed to have another one with me at a later date, not just for the Olympics, which is coming up for next season. And talking of next season, I've got to finish this season, so next, no, too soon. But I would still like to say thank you to Jasper. And that's right, it's time for Jasper's Jingle.
Coming up on Coffee Pot Conversations.
We have episode 1.10, The Best Bits. That's right, it's the final episode in this first ever debut. In fact, it will be the first only ever debut season. Nope, there are more seasons coming up, but this is the first debut. Therefore, it will be the only debut, season one. So, I haven't had any major parts apart from this conversation with Jasper as to what best bits are from people. I've had to choose a few of my own. Feel free to get in touch, please, to let me know what your best bits are, what you feel your best bits are. And you can do that by an email. Email for change, podcast@anenglishmaninparis.blog. You can find me on Instagram, An Englishman in Paris Blog. They're pretty much your best options. Yes, you can do things through different podcast platforms. I don't know how I get them, how often I get them, all the rest of the blah blahs. I do know I've now dropped out of Kyrgyzstan's charts. That happened, well, today being Sunday, but when you listen to this on a Tuesday of release, it would have been Sunday just gone. If you listen to this much later on, it happened on Sunday the 12th of May. But I am actually in Qatar, so that's That's a minute. And I say the charts, it's just at the top 200, I believe I'm getting figures for. I have been in the top 200 of UK and Canada recently, which was nice for me as well. I don't do it for the accolades. I don't do it for the fame. I do it because of my love for Paris and, you know, to keep you guys entertained while you're bored at work or doing the shopping or going for a run. Let me know where you listen to it, what you're up to while you're listening to it. Please, just get in touch. Let me know what you think. Best bits or not, I don't mind. So, that's pretty much it. I'll do my big thanks next week for all those of you that have kept me entertained whilst I am attempting to entertain you and others. And for now, let's just finish off with
Coffee Pot Conversations.